at the apartment.
But why do they still call Batman using the bat signal? Wouldn't it just be, like, easier to text him?
The bat signal isn't just to alert Batman. It's also to strike fear in the hearts of his enemies and let them know he's coming.
Sort of like Sheldon's knock.
Comparing me to Batman? I'll take it.
If we don't do anything, how long do you think they'll talk about Batman?
Well, I've known them for 11 years, so 11 years.
I believe they do text him. The bat signal is linked to his phone via Bluetooth.
Has that been in the comics?
No, it's just what I believe.
All right, I'm putting a stop to this.
You know how? Why'd you wait 11 years?
Hey, guys, guess what? Today at work, I found out I am going to meet Bill Gates.
Sorry, Leonard. You and Penny had a good run.
Not leaving him for Bill Gates.
Sure, I bet his internet's really fast.
How did this happen?
Well, his foundation is looking to partner with a pharmaceutical company to help develop affordable vaccines, so they asked me to show him around.
It's great. When's he coming?
He gets in on Sunday, and Monday morning, I'm going to give him a tour of the labs and offices.
Oh, he gets in on Sunday, April 1st? Nice try, Penny.
What are you talking about?
April Fool's Day. This is another one of your classic pranks you try to pull on me every year.
Literally never pulled a prank on you.
Oh, really? What about last year, when you sent me that email with the photo attached, but you didn't attach a photo?
That was a mistake.
Messing with me? Yes, it was. And this year, I'm not falling for it.
Sheldon, I swear.
No, he's what are you doing?
Oh, you're right. He's not coming. April Fool's.
You know what they say? Fool me N times, where N equals the amount of times you've already fooled me. Shame on you. And fool me N plus one times. Shame on me.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment.
Wait.
The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. The mystery that all started with the Big Bang. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At Leonard and Penny's.
So you're gonna spend a day with Bill Gates. I'm a little jealous.
I'm a little nervous. You know, if I do a good job, I'm hoping they'll consider me for a PR position that's opening up.
Well, if you're nervous, I know a lot about him. I can fill you in or maybe come along, whatever.
I think I'll be okay.
Well, I'm just saying, what are you gonna do when he wants to talk about high-level language interpreters for microcomputers?
What are high-level language interpreters for microcomputers?
A way of programming computers using words and commands instead of binary code.
Oh, it's actually kind of interesting. Tell me more.
Oh, well...
That, I'll do that.
I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah, well... You never do.
Look, it's just, he's an idol of mine. I would love the chance to hang out with him.
Look, I know you want to meet him, but I can't turn this into a social thing, okay? This is my job. I really need it to go well.
I get it. You're right. Actually, I've already met him once before. He gave a talk at Princeton and my mom took me.
Oh, really? Was he nice?
He's super nice. I got pretty emotional and started crying. And he didn't make fun of me or anything.
Well, you were a kid.
Leonard's grin fades. At Bernadette's, Stuart pushes the babies in a stroller.
Hi, my babies. I love you.
We love you too, Mommy.
Yeah, don't do that.
Bernadette?
Amy enters.
Hi, where are you off to?
El Parque.
El Parque?
Learning Spanish so I could talk to the other nannies.
How's that going?
Bueno.
Good?
Oh. No bueno.
Stuart leaves.
Thanks for coming over.
No problem.
Can I get you anything? Juice box? Nanners?
Nanners?
Sorry, Mom Brain. I think I forgot how to talk to grown-ups. I meant buh nanners.
You know what? I'm good.
Okay.
So, what are we watching?
Bob the Builder. I'll catch you up. That one's Bob. He's a builder.
Isn't this a kid's show?
It's what we watch in this house. Bob the Builder, Dinosaur Train, and Peppa Pig, which is both funny and meaningful.
You want to take a break and maybe get something to eat?
Sure.
Amy stands, but Bernadette remains on the couch.
Why does it not feel like we're going?
Hang on, I just want to see if Bob can fix it. Yes, he can!
In the laundry room, Sheldon folds a shirt. Penny enters.
Oh, hey.
I folded your laundry for you. You're welcome.
That's not mine.
Sheldon picks up a large pair of pink underwear.
You're saying that these aren't yours.
Penny glares.
No.
Sheldon glances at the underwear in his hands.
So you're saying that I'm touching a stranger's underpants?
Yes.
He sets them down and pumps hand sanitizer into his palm. As he rubs his hands together, he stares at Penny.
And just like that, it's the worst day of my life.
Wait, why are you being so weird?
It occurred to me that perhaps you were telling the truth about Bill Gates and it wasn't just part of an elaborate prank.
What would the prank part even be?
I show up to meet Bill Gates over your objections. No, but it's not Bill Gates at all. No, it's one of those lookalikes that you hire for a party. And then when I go around showing everybody the balloon animal that Bill Gates made for me, I look like an idiot.
Have you been eating laundry detergent?
I just need you to tell me the truth. This is driving me crazy.
Sheldon, he is really coming.
Is he?
He is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know what to believe.
In a restaurant, Bernadette sits with Amy.
Thanks for getting me out of the house. I feel like my brain is turning to mush.
Happy to help.
Did I show you the video of the kid sitting?
Yes. You texted it to me at 3 a.m. Thought someone was either in jail or dead.
I'm sorry.
No. It gave me something to watch while I tried to go back to sleep.
You know what? I don't want to be one of those moms who can only talk about her kids.
Okay, well, I'm reading a pretty good book. It's The Untold Story of Female Artists During the Renaissance.
Oh, I'm in the middle of a book, too. It's 3 pages long and floats in the bath.
All right, we can talk about something else.
It also quacks when you squeeze it. You should have seen Michael laugh. I think I have a video.
Or maybe we can't.
At home, Leonard plays a video game with Howard and Raj.
Why is your screen name John Williams?
Because I always score.
Hey, I think I'm gonna head to the office for a little bit.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, just wanna make sure I'm prepared for tomorrow.
Do you think you could get Bill Gates to sign something for me?
Yeah, maybe. Like what?
My arm, my chest, his call.
His call will be to the police.
Benny, remember when I introduced you to 100-calorie Dove bars? And you said you owed me, like, big time?
Guys, even if I wanted to introduce you, there is no room in his schedule. I mean, look at this itinerary. I meet him at his hotel first thing tomorrow morning, then we're on the go all day long.
You're right. Guys, this is her job. We need to respect that.
Thank you, honey.
Proud of you.
Love you.
Penny leaves.
I totally just saw what hotel he's staying at.
What are we waiting here for?
For Penny to walk down the stairs, get in her car, and drive away.
Right, smart. Is that long enough?
She's pretty quick. Let's go.
Leonard and Raj sit in a hotel lobby.
What would you do if you had $1 billion?
Same as Bill Gates. Try to make the world a better place. But I'd do it in a working Iron Man suit.
I didn't know that came in a boy's medium.
This is a bad idea. Maybe we should go.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just feeling guilty, like I'm kind of sneaking around behind Penny's back.
We're not doing anything wrong. We're just hanging out in a hotel lobby. Plenty of people do that. The businessmen, the high-end prostitutes.
Howard waves across the room, then looks away with an embarrassed expression.
That's a fun new game. CEO or ho?
No, this is wrong. Let's go.
Guys, that's him. Be cool.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Cooler.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Leonard approaches Bill Gates.
Mr. Gates, I'm Dr. Leonard Hofstadter. We've actually met before.
Sorry, I don't remember.
You were so nice. It was really special to me because you've been such a big influence on my life. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I've looked up to you like a hero.
Oh, now I remember. Would you like a tissue?
How about a hug?
How about a tissue?
Bernadette arrives home with Amy.
Sorry I talked about my kids the whole time.
Oh, don't worry about it. I mean, besides you cutting up my meat for me, it was a lovely lunch.
Good. What's happening? I'm a smart, educated, successful...
woman?
I was gonna get it.
But don't be so hard on yourself. Pregnancy and childbirth actually cause physical changes to the structure of your brain.
I like the old structure of my brain. And I liked a lot of my old structures.
Well, these are positive changes. Studies with rats show that new mothers are more sensitive to danger, better at multitasking, and bolder in the pursuit of food.
You did stick a couple lamb chops in my purse.
So that's what I was smelling. Look, even though your brain is different, in many ways, it's better.
But were you bored?
Of course not.
You're lying.
Which you can tell because your maternal brain is better at sensing nonverbal cues.
Now you're just being condescending.
Look at you, two for two.
Amy offers a high five, but Bernadette glares. Sheldon enters the apartment building.
Hold the door! Hold the door!
He lets the door close just as Leonard arrives. Leonard enters.
Oh, hi, Leonard.
Didn't you hear me yell, hold the door?
I did, but you know what they say. Hold the door, get robbed some more.
No one says that.
Oh. Well, they should, because it's true and it rhymes.
They go upstairs.
So where have you been?
Actually, I met Bill Gates.
I see. You're all in on it. Nice try.
It's not an April Fool's joke, Sheldon. I actually went to a hotel and met him.
Right, right. Okay, so Bill Gates was at the hotel that you went to.
Why is went to in quotes?
Fine, so Bill Gates was at the hotel that you went to.
Leonard shows a photo on his phone.
That's you and Bill Gates.
It is.
Were you crying?
No.
So... it wasn't a joke, and I actually could have met him?
He's probably still there.
What hotel?
The La Quinta Inn in Thousand Oaks, under the name Hernandez.
Thank you! Thank you so much!
Sheldon runs downstairs.
April Fools.
Leonard enters the apartment. Penny types on her laptop.
Hey!
Hey, where you been?
Just hanging out with the guys.
They still mad at me?
They were, but then I was like, hey. And they were like, what? And I was like, you know, and they were like, okay.
You're a good husband.
Well, it's not for me to say, but you just said it, so you're probably right.
Well, as it turns out, there's a little reception for Mr. Gates tomorrow night. I asked if I could bring you, and they said yes.
What?
Yeah, you get to meet Bill Gates again.
Wait, what do you mean again?
Because you met him that one time with your mom.
Yes. And then again, tomorrow, for a total of two and only two times.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll remember you.
Yeah, I wonder that too.
At Howard and Bernadette's.
Son is losing about 6 × 10⁻²⁰ grams per second. So the fraction of the mass it loses every year is about 10⁻³⁰. But don't worry, it'll be millions of years before we all freeze to death.
Howard listens to the baby monitor.
Sweet dreams.
Bernadette comes downstairs.
Wow, Hop on Pop took a dark turn there at the end.
Amy made me realize that new mothers are cognitively primed to take in new information, and I've been wasting it making up songs about our baby's toes.
To be fair, I co-wrote Pinky Toe, Pinky Toe.
Evolution gave me this mom brain to focus on the baby, but I figure I can hack it to learn all kinds of new things.
That's great.
Yeah, there was a problem, and I fixed it.
Like Bob the Builder in that giraffe cage.
Spoiler alert, I didn't see that one yet.
at the comic book store.
So that's fun. You get to meet Bill Gates again.
It's not fun. I'm screwed.
It's fun for us.
But maybe he won't remember you.
I snotted on his tie.
Yeah, you did, like, a lot.
Sheldon enters.
Hello, Leonard. Thought I'd find you here. You snake.
What's going on?
He sent me all the way to Thousand Oaks to meet Bill Gates when he knew full well he wasn't staying there.
Leonard, that's terrible.
Yeah, why would you do that? You know he's staying at the Doubletree in Long Beach.
Aha! Wait. How do I know you're not tricking me?
We probably are.
But what if we're not?
You think you're so smart. You think I'm going to fall for it again, don't you? Well, I won't.
Where are you going?
Shut up.
At home, Leonard sits wrapped in a blanket. Penny wears a cocktail dress.
You sure you can't come?
I want to, but I'm just too sick.
You really wanted to meet him.
No, I've been trying to hide it so I could go, but I don't want to make him sick.
Yeah, you do look pretty pale and clammy.
He furrows his brow.
Yeah. Have fun.
Well, feel better, okay?
Penny leaves. Leonard holds his phone in front of his face.
No, that's just my regular pale and clammy.
Bernadette and Amy sit in a restaurant.
I mean, really, the bigger danger isn't the loss of mass. Instead, it'll run out of hydrogen to use for nuclear fuel, swell up into a red giant, and fry the Earth.
So you don't want to split a salad?
No, thank you. But speaking of splitting things, did you hear about the light-splitting greenhouse film that can improve photosynthetic efficiency?
No.
Just a little something I read while nursing a human being that I made.
I'm just gonna get the chicken.
Ah, N-E-K-C-I-H-C. Chicken backwards. Boom. Mom brain.
And a whole bottle of wine.
At home, Leonard plays a video game.
Oh, in your face.
He wraps himself in the blanket, then answers a video call from Penny on his laptop.
Hello?
Okay,
I'm just resting.
Well, I have a surprise that might make you feel better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look who's here.
Bill Gates waves to the camera.
Wait, I know you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You were waiting for me at my hotel. You ruined my tie.
Wait, what? What's he talking about?
Yeah, obviously, he's kidding. That's a good one, Bill. I gotta go.
Leonard closes his laptop. Sheldon walks up the stairs.
Stupid Leonard. Meeting stupid Bill Gates. Without stupid me.
He spots a sign on Leonard's door reading, "I'm sorry."
Aww.
Sheldon enters Leonard and Penny's apartment. Leonard holds a bouquet.
I am so sorry, Sheldon.
Leonard, I can't stay mad at you.
Sheldon hugs him.
Apology accepted. What's for dinner? I'm starving.
In a park, Stuart approaches two women with kids.
Hola.
Subtitles appear. This guy again.
¿Qué le pasa?
What's wrong with him?
How are you ladies doing? Raise your hands if you're bueno.
He raises his hand. The women give him irritated looks. Who would let him watch their kids? Maybe he stole them.
Me llamo Stuart Bloom.
Write that down. We may have to give it to the cops. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.